Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
In the Bible, the book of Jeremiah is largely written as a warning to Judah of the coming exile from their land because of their turning from God. In chapter 13, verse 23, God writes through Jeremiah that a leopard can't change its spots. And then he writes, "You cannot do good when you are accustomed to evil." Paul tells us in Corinthians that bad company corrupts good character. And the book of Proverbs is full of wisdom on who we surround ourselves with. In my perspective and from my experience, this might be one of the most under-preached principles in Scripture. The reality that your life choices and who you align with is naturally who you will become. And once set, it's very difficult to change that course. There's such a trend, rightly so, in the church today to focus on the truth that our works do not gain salvific or positional favor with God, which is true. We cannot earn God's grace, period. However, we must be careful not to imply that our choices and decisions don't matter, because they do, and God really does care about them. God's word, his revelation to us, is absolutely full of lessons surrounding people who made bad decisions and paid dearly for those choices. Just think of Moses and Aaron, who were great leaders, but they were banned from entering the promised land because in their haste, they failed to give God all the glory for a miracle. And just look at the struggles of Israel, as they were like yo-yos in their obedience to God. And how about David? He paid dearly for his mistakes. What about Ananias and Sapphira? Their mistake was a pretty big deal to God. So yes, if you've accepted the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, you are positionally free and forgiven forever. However, don't mistake that position for a freedom to just live and make choices however you want. Who you align yourself with, the choices you make, your motives, your desires, all shape who you are. Once you're trapped in the bad decision cycle, it's so difficult to change. Yes, we can break free because of the work of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, but it is much easier to pray for wisdom to make right choices before the pain of consequences. Read God's word. Fellowship and align with God through prayer and meditation on Him. Surround yourself with growing Christians in community. You will begin to grow because you will be accustomed to growing in righteousness, and wise decisions will begin to define your life.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.